Powerplay, der Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden von Oberpfalz Medien.
Servus, liebe Eishockey-Freunde, zu Powerplay, dem Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden. Mein Name ist Fabian Leb und bei mir ist auch heute wieder mein allseits geschätzter Kollege Thomas Webel. Tom, servus.
Servus, Fabian.
Wir wollen es nicht versäumen, all unseren Hörern, Hörerinnen, Freunden, Freundinnen der Blue Devils ein frohes und neues Jahr zu wünschen. Heute ist eine besondere Folge, denn es wird die erste Folge sein, die wir komplett in englischer Sprache aufnehmen werden.
Oder sowas ähnliches.
Wir versuchen unser Bestes, weil es ganz einfach die Muttersprache unseres heutigen Gastes ist und weil er sich da wesentlich wohler fühlt. Von daher, liebe Hörer, liebe Hörerinnen, holt das Wörterbuch raus oder schmeißt den Google Translator an. New Year, first episode of 2023 of our podcast. It's time for something special. I must say that there is a feeling that I don't normally know in relation to my work. I am nervous. It's the first time for us in English. It's the first time for our guest at Powerplay. Therefore, a warm welcome to Mr. Blue Liner, Mr. Kurt Davis. Kurt, thank you for your time, and it's not too late. Happy New Year.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me. You're doing great so far.
Thanks a lot.
Have you ever been to a podcast? Do you listen to podcasts? Is this a premiere for you?
Never been or done one, but yeah, I listen to a few here and there. There's a couple hockey ones and golf ones, and just to pass the time driving a little bit.
Okay, well, you've never been to a podcast. We've never done one in English. I hope nobody gets ear injured in the next few minutes. I'm only talking about my side, but my last English lesson at school is a few weeks ago. But back to business. It's a quite busy time for all hockey players till Sunday. This will have been 10 games in 24 days. Kurt, who have you seen more in the last days, your family or your teammates with coach Sebastian Buchwieser?
Oh, it's close, but thankfully I've got to hang out with my family quite a bit along the way. But yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of hockey, and it's tough, but it's fun. I mean, it's our job, and we love to do it, so no complaints.
Before we have a look on the 100 games that the Blue Devils had to play since our last episode, Tom, please introduce our today's guest in short form to our listeners.
Yeah, perhaps just a few numbers. You were born in 1986 in Plymouth, Minnesota, if I'm correct. Then you started playing hockey for Wayzata High. Was this high school?
Wayzata High School, yep.
And then the Green Bay Gamblers, was this already college or is this something in between?
Something in between, junior hockey.
Okay, but then Minnesota State, Mankato,
yeah,
of course, college, and then your first engagement in Europe. You played in Sweden.
That's right.
The name of the club, please.
Södertälje.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about Swedish. Sorry.
That's right.
But then you transferred to the Stavanger Oilers in Norway, and I think you became champion with them in 2013 and 2014. Then you played in the DEL in Germany for the Düsseldorfer EG and Krefeld Penguins. Then sometime in beautiful Austria for the Vienna Capitals. Then again Norway, Storhamar Hockey. Then EHC Bayreuth, which is close to us, of course, DL2 club. And then since last year, you're playing for the Blue Devils in Weiden. And I think it's not too much to say the season isn't going that bad.
Yeah, it's been good.
Some statistics, 25 regular wins plus 2 overtime wins makes 27 wins, 1 overtime loss and 1 regular loss, that makes 80 points and a goal differential of plus 83. I think that's quite amazing.
Well, the first game since our last episode was on the 23rd of December. It's a 4-2 win over the Passau Black Hawks. Goals by Tilsch, Voigt, Heinisch, and again Heinisch. It was a great first period. The Devils went into the first break with a 3-0 lead. What were the reasons for this great first period? Can you remember against Passau, or is it too far away?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of games this week, so it's hard to go back. But oh, we've been focusing on coming out and starting strong, because we know that with this great season we're having so far, that most teams are going to try to knock us down. So they always bring their best game. No matter who it is, you're always going to get a little bit extra from them. So we've been concentrating on having a good first period.
And in the second period, Blackhawks scored their first goal, and the coach criticized after the game that some players lost the confidence after conceding the first goal. And if so, what can an experienced player like you do to uplift his teammates in such a situation?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, mistakes are going to happen, and you gotta forget about them real quick and find the positives and, you know, try to move on and learn from the mistake and, you know, just help your teammate out and let them know that they made a great play when they did. And if something went wrong, you know, you just do what you can to help them bounce back.
And then we jump into after Christmas.
After Christmas.
A highlight we all can remember.
It's a highlight. I think it was one of the most intense hockey games I've seen for quite some time. December 26, a 2-1 win of the Blue Devils over the Star Bulls. Rosenheim, a really, really tight game. Goals by the Devils, Glaser and Heinisch. More than 4,000 fans in the arena in Rosenheim, and I think they've seen some really great hockey. The Star Bulls in the first period there were no goals. In the second period, the Star Bulls scored the first goal, and seconds later, hundreds of stuffed animals were thrown on the ice. Just to explain, they were then collected, cleaned, and donated to charity afterwards. I noticed teddy bear toss is a tradition in the States, and therefore I'm sure that it wasn't the first one you've seen. But did you know, or did you players know that this was going to happen in Rosenheim?
Yeah, we were informed before the game. We had a feeling that something was going on, so we figured it out before it happened.
So you go into the ice, and then but you already know whenever Rosenheim is scoring the first goal, we get thrown at with stuffed animals.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's it wasn't my first teddy bear toss, but they're always fun. I mean, it's for a good cause. You know, for us, we were in the back of our mind always thinking, well, let's try to shut them out and kind of spoil it for them. But it all worked out. They got to throw their bears and we got the win, so
perfect match.
Yeah,
because Luka Glaser tied the game shortly after the second break, and just 3 minutes later, Heinisch scored the game-winning goal. In tight games like this against a really very strong opponent, are you as a player always confident you're going to win?
Well, I think it depends, but lately, yeah, I mean, with this season we're having, a lot of things are going our way. You know, we're putting ourselves in a good position to be successful. So when things are going good, you know, you try to ride those highs as long as you can, and that's what we're doing, and things are going good, and, you know, teams are going to challenge us, and we've been responding pretty well lately, so proud of our guys.
In the third period at the game in Rosenheim, the Rosenheim Star Bulls really, yeah, they tried everything to tie the game again. But the Devils really worked hard in the defense. And for you as a defender, is a win that you fought so hard for and that is defended in such a disciplined manner, is this particularly great?
Yeah, it was. And you say discipline. I think we were really disciplined in our positioning and you know, staying out of the penalty box. But the team D was great, and the goaltending has been awesome this year. So, you know, when you get that, it's going to be good. You're going to get a lot of wins when the goalies are playing well.
It went on December 28th.
Yeah, 5-2 win over Höchstadter EC. To be honest, nothing too special from my side for this game. Fabian?
Heinisch, Homiakovs, Gläser, Schusse.
Clear win.
And Ribery.
Speaking about clear wins.
The last game of the year, 2022. It was an 8-1 win over Piting. The goals by Bassen, Ribery, Voigt, Heinisch, Szymanski, Homiakovs, and Tilsch. What were the reasons for this hands-down victory?
Yeah, we were ready to play. We came out right away and just had them on their heels. We scored within the first couple minutes and just kept rolling from there. It seemed like they were just chasing us around the ice. You know, the pucks and bounces were going our way, but guys have been playing good lately. You got to give them credit, and all the lines are contributing, and when one line's off, it seems like the other line's on, so it's been good.
But one scene has...
Yeah, there was one scene
to be discussed.
It was just before the goal for Piting, and to be really honest, I've just seen it in the third replay I've seen from the scene, but just... A moment before the goal for Piting, the goal scorer hit your goalie, Marco Wölfel, on the head with a stick. Did none of you guys see it on the ice? Because I just wondered, he was walking off the ice without any harm.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, the player from Piting, because normally when you attack the goalie,
it's hurtful
for yourself. Yeah, consequences.
Yeah, you know, I didn't recognize it now that you say that, and you know, we didn't really talk about it, so, or maybe guys did and I just wasn't around, but I don't know how to respond to that one, because I don't remember seeing that, but I'm sure it kind of threw him off a little bit, and maybe that's how they ended up scoring. So
yeah, he complained after the goal to the referees, but. At the end of the day, it was an 8-1 win, so perhaps didn't make that much of a difference.
No, for sure not, but, you know, as a goalie, you know, they try to get their shutouts when they can, so I'm sure he was a little frustrated with that, but overall, great, great game.
Went on, 4-2 win over the SC Riesersee in Garmisch-Partenkirchen, goals by Hechtl, Gläser, Homiakovs, and Homiakovs again. And once again, the other team scored the first goal and took the lead, but once again, you won the game. Is this your physical strength, or is it a mental strength?
It's got to be a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. They were a good team. They came out ready to play. It was another tight game, to be honest, and once they score first, we knew we were kind of like, all right, they came to play today. We got to be ready. We got to respond. And we did the second period. I thought we dominated, felt like we were in their end the whole time. And I don't remember exactly. We got two or three goals that period and seemed like we took the momentum and control of the game. And then, we just had to play defense for the third and not let them score. So it worked out.
And very clear in our mind is still the game yesterday. Before I say anything about the game, what was this for a game? It's a crazy game, 6-5 against Füssen.
Yeah. Wasn't expecting that kind of shootout, back and forth. And, you know, we started hot again. Scored the first two goals. It felt like we were going to be on our way to another dominating game, but they showed that they stuck around and had some good counter attacks. They were able to find ways to score goals, and I don't know. I think we were just a little bit sloppier than normal defensively and with the puck and coverage around the net, but we were able to always have the advantage with the goal lead. And so I don't think we were ever really panicking or worried, but it's a little bit up and down and back and forth.
What outweighs the joy of the win or the anger about the opponent's 5 goals here in Weiden?
I think we were a little bit sour giving up that many goals, but overall we got the win. I don't think we had any doubt about that. And yeah, we're happy about it.
And you scored a goal yourself. It was the 2-0, I think, in the first period.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was a classic blue liner goal, a precise one-timer nearly from the blue line. Is this your favorite way to score?
I think so. It's classic.
So it's the feeling when the puck leaves the stick and you already know, okay, it will fit right in.
Yeah, as soon as it left my stick, I looked and I was like, oh, this has a chance. And then it's in. So yeah, it was great.
Oh, what is again noticeable? Six goal scorers. Could this balance in the squad be the main reason why the Devils will go up to the DL2?
I think it could be. We're getting scoring from all over the place. It's great. We've got great chemistry in all of our lines. And like I said earlier, when one line's off, another line steps up and shows up and helps score goals. And we're kind of getting it from everyone right now. And it's been good. I mean, it's hard as a hockey player to share all those. All the goals and all the roles and stuff, but you know, that's what good teams have to do, and they have to spread their scoring around, and it's been working for us, and I hope it continues.
Well, the statistic is done of the last 100 games. Before we talk about the career of Kurt Davis and his arrival here in Weiden, we'll have a short commercial break.
Alle Blue Devils Fans da draußen an den Smartphones, an den Webbrowsern, an den Autoradios, an den Streamingradios. Ja, keine Ahnung, wo ihr uns hört. Hauptsache, ihr hört uns. Wir hoffen, ihr habt Spaß mit uns. Ihr lernt ein paar der Devils-Spieler ein bisschen näher kennen, als es möglich ist, wenn man ihnen nur im Stadion zuschaut. Ja, wenn ihr aber nicht bloß hören wollt, sondern auch lesen wollt und wenn ihr wirklich immer Bescheid wissen wollt, was so bei den Blue Devils Weiden abgeht, dann haben wir einen Tipp für euch, nämlich onitz.de/Blue Devils. Da findet ihr alle Artikel rund um die Blue Devils Weiden. Da findet ihr Spielberichte, Kommentare, Analysen, Interviews und natürlich auch den Blue Devils Newsletter, mit dem ihr garantiert nichts mehr verpasst, was bei den Blue Devils so los ist.
Welcome back to the Powerplay podcast of the Blue Devils. Weiden, our guest today is Kurt Davis. Kurt, tell us something about your first month in Weiden. Did you expect that it fits so good, this good, and that it works so fantastic?
No. My expectations have, been exceeded a little bit, I think, in hockey-wise. I mean, I had expected us to be a good team and have some good players, but, you know, with the season we're having, only losing twice, it's been great. It's what you dream about, being on a hockey team, being on a winning team, and it's been great.
So let's talk a little bit about your personal statistics. You shot 8 goals, gave 12 assists. You had just 3 penalties, one game misconduct penalty, a major and a minor. So just 3 penalties in all these games, a plus minus of 18. Are you satisfied with these numbers?
I'm okay with them. You know, I think there's room to grow, but
there's room to grow. What would you like to be better?
I think everywhere. With goals, assists. The penalty miss is it's fine. I only had 2 penalties in there 27 minutes, so it's a little bit funny. But yeah, I mean, I want to help contribute offensively. I know that's one reason why I was brought in here. I've had success in those areas, so you know, you're expected to score. So you know, it's been good. I think everyone's happy and satisfied, but you know, I'm hungry for a little bit more.
So would you like to score a little bit more?
Yeah.
There are some teams in the league that don't like to hear this.
We'll see tomorrow or on Sunday or on, a short break. How is this Devils team different to other teams you've played on before?
similar to some, but different to others as well, in a way that, you know, we have a lot of depth. I think we have four lines that are playing a regular shift on a regular basis. Not a lot of teams can say that, especially in this league. It's more common in the higher leagues that you got four lines running, but yeah, it's been consistent. The lines are contributing, and if when one's not, the other one is, and you know, everyone's has to work for their time, and nothing's really given, and I think everyone's been held accountable, and it shows on the ice, and that's why we're having so much success. You kind of got to fight for that inch, and nothing's really given, and you know, you can't just take everything for granted. So I think everyone's got that little bit of hunger in them.
You played, as mentioned before, hockey in America, in Sweden, in Norway, in Austria, and now, of course, in Germany. How's the type of hockey played different in these countries? Is there are there some countries where perhaps the game is a little faster? Are there some countries where the game is a little harder? Or is it merely the same everywhere?
I mean, it's nearly the same, but there are some differences, some small ones that you would recognize as a player. You know, I would say in the Scandinavia, Sweden, Norway, Finland is more defensively puck possession, like that, where I think Germany is a little bit more like North America, where it's, you know, you chip, chase, and hit, and a little bit more physical. There's going to be up and down, offensive, defensive, not as tight matches as you would see in those other Scandinavian leagues. That's just my experience, but you know, I mean, we're talking small margins. So
Moritz Schuk told us here that you've been his teacher in Bayreuth, as his position changed from offense to defense. And till his injury, you played also together here for the Blue Devils. And now your new partner, sorry, could be your son. It's Alessandro Schmidbauer. Is he your new student?
Yeah, I take him under my wing, and we work on a bunch of stuff. And I'm trying to, you know, just lead him in the right direction. And yeah, it's been good. I had guys help me out when I was young and kind of point me in the right way. And that's just what I'm trying to do with these guys. I mean, we're together every day, and, you know, might as well try to make each other a little bit better.
How can you teach and support him in the best way? And how do you see his development so far?
You know, I just, with his size and being a left-handed player, kind of see a little bit of myself, and I just want to give him some tricks and pointers and how to do certain moves or feel mentally with the puck, and, you know, just stay, you know, just no pressure, and just, yeah, just take care of the puck and do little things like that. So
is this for Alessandro, have a look, or is this more talking with him?
I think a little bit of both. I mean, I tell him, hey, let's try this, and then I kind of watch him do it, and if it's not quite what I was thinking, I say, here, I'm going to do one, take a look here and watch. But I think he loves it. He's like, hey, what should we do? Should we work on something today? And I'm like, all right, let's try this. You know, so just small things along the blue line with the puck and stuff like that.
Okay, and here we have to send our best wishes to Alessandro, who was hit yesterday against Füssen by the puck in the face. And yes, this looked not very good. Alice, get well soon.
Yeah, get well, buddy.
Yeah, you've been champion two times in Norway with the Stavanger Oilers. From your experience, what does a team really need to win a league?
I think depth, kind of like what we've been talking about, depth. You need a full lineup of people that are going to contribute on both sides of the puck, leadership, toughness, and goaltending. And, you know, I've seen a little bit of everything so far. So if we can have all aspects working together at the right time, I think we're going to have a great, great chance.
And the season for the Devils is great so far, of course. But I suppose there's still room for improvement. What are the aspects you focus most on in training, personally and as a team?
Just working together as a group, being on the same page. You know, if we're doing a certain breakout, let's say, you know, every guy needs to know where they should be and have good timing. Part of the game is having good timing and knowing your positions, and if you're out of position, maybe someone else can fill the position and vice versa. But yeah, working together and being on the right page.
Short anecdote of my conversation with Coach Sebastian Buchwieser after the last game of the year 2022 against Piting. I asked him how he will celebrate New Year's Eve with his family, or if there's a team evening or something else. His answer was very short. We will drink very much, of course. What should this question? Stupid question. Next question. I'll try it with you, Kurt. You are an experienced player. How do you celebrate Christmas or New Year's Eve while playing every 2 days?
Yeah, it's tough because you got to be a little careful with what you drink and eat. But yeah, Christmas, we had a little party, some friends over for dinner. We had some drinks and played some games. It was great. But New Year's was a little bit more chill. Just stayed at home, hung out with the dogs, and watched Schmitty's dog, actually. And yeah, just hung out. I think made it to midnight and watched fireworks for about 5 minutes and then fell asleep. So it wasn't too, nothing too fun.
Is it possible to enjoy these days?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, but you definitely enjoy it. I mean, how can't you? It's a holiday. Yeah, there's no stress around the holidays, right? So it's all good.
Everybody knows your little daughter because she loves it to celebrate the wins in front of the fans. How old is she?
She's three.
Well, like, I know it. Can you already see if she has inherited some of your sporty genes?
A little bit, I think, yeah. It's hard to say, but I've been getting her on the ice once a week. She's been learning and getting better, so we'll see if she sticks with it or not.
It makes the impression that she loves it to be on the ice. How do you like the city of Weiden? Did you have already some time to enjoy the city? Not yet, it's clear, but before the stress here about around about Christmas.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's not a huge city. It's which is good for me. I like a little bit smaller, not so big, not so many people, but you know, it's still big in its own way. There's plenty of things to do. There's everything you need, from shops to groceries to, and if you want something bigger to visit something just about an hour or two away, drive there in every direction, you can see a major city. So it's good. I like it. Of course, we explored the downtown many times, just walking around and, you know, did the Christmas market stuff and, yeah, in preseason, during when it was still summer months, you know, we just wandered around, try to get to know the area, and yeah, it's been good.
And you played and lived in many different cities in your career. Could you tell us, apart from Weiden, of course, but which is your favorite city to live in and why?
I don't know. That's a great question. Well, I guess I'll say Dusseldorf because I spent 3 years there and, you know, it's a nice city and, you know, it's cool to live in a little bit bigger city, even though maybe I don't prefer it all the time. But, yeah, it was great. Big, nice, clean area, it felt like for me, and good people. So yeah, that was good. But I've been really fortunate with my career. Everywhere I've gone, I feel like I've been on a good, in a good organization, or in a good city with nothing really to complain about.
What is Kurt Davis doing when he's not on the ice?
Well, if it's in the summer, I'm playing golf or on the lake. But right now, I just spend a lot of time at home with my daughter, and you know, I got a dog, a black Labrador, taking walks every day and just hanging out, watching my daughter grow and just getting ready for the next day.
Okay, finally, we have some questions that reached us via Instagram.
All right.
From your fans, and you know it, from your teammates.
who are also fans, of course.
Yes, just fans.
So perhaps we should start off with one question that fits to the last thing you said. What do you do in your free time? Some guy called Nardo Naktsam, I don't know if you know him, asked, who's the best golfer on the team?
Well, sorry, Nardo, it's not you, buddy, but we got a good group of golfers, but, you know, I don't think anyone's beat me yet, so I guess I'll have to take that.
Okay, Nardo has a second question. How come you don't speak German?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I should by now, with how many years I've lived here. I mean, I wish someone would have told me that I would be in Germany for eight seasons and you should learn German, but I don't know. I just really never had to. My first couple years here, I mean, half the team was North American. We didn't even speak German, really. And then I left and, you know, went to another country. They're speaking another language. And then, yeah, I came back and I'm thinking, oh, I wish I would have started on that. And now here I am still talking about it and not learning. So I don't know. It's, hopefully I get better. I'll say this, even though haven't been trying to learn, I feel like I've been getting a little bit better. I'm a good listener. I can't speak anything, but I have to listen and pay attention at the rink because coach talks in German quite a bit. And yeah, you know, I just try to pick up on some words and try to follow along and put the pieces together. So,
but we have to say Düsseldorf, Bayreuth, Weiden, they are not famous for a clear German. The dialect is crazy in these three cities. I think there is a question of out of Bayreuth. How do you remember your time in Bayreuth?
Well, it started off really well. My first game, I scored a goal. And I felt like everyone liked me and I just fit right in. It was great. I had great opportunity and a really big role for the team. And I was playing really good. I had one of my best seasons in my career at age 35. It's like top D-man in the league in points. And yeah, it's been good, but then again, there was some downsides to it as well. It's tough being on a losing team, and doing the play down thing was very stressful. But yeah, overall, it was a good experience. I don't have anything to complain about other than I just wish we had a couple better seasons as a team in the standings.
Okay, this was a question of a Finn, and now we have a question from a Jesse. Okay. One ice hockey moment you will never forget.
Well, I guess I'll have to say winning gold in Norway twice. I'll never forget those moments. And also a big one in Germany. I got to play in the Winter Classic, Dusseldorf, Cologne. That was pretty cool. Okay. Something I'll never forget.
What are your plans after your career?
You know, I haven't really pinpointed that out yet. I think with the career I've had and just hockey being part of my life, my whole life, obviously, and I think I'll do my best to stick around in the hockey world, whether it's coaching or managing or trying to help out in those ways. I have been doing some high school coaching in the summertime back where I'm from. I help out, and you know, just being you get to be a little bit of an older player, you try to help the younger guys, like we were talking about with Mo and Alessandro. You just try to help the other guys get better, and just I think maybe the coach and me trying to like give back and just try to make everyone around you better. Just make yourself better, make your surroundings better. So I think I'll just try to stick around hockey because that's what I know best. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Which other team in the Oberliga Süd do you think is the toughest opponent? It's a question from Corbinian.
Yeah, well, I think with that game last week in Rosenheim showed that that they're probably going to be the toughest battle for us. Like I said earlier, everyone brings their best game against us because we're at the top. But I would say that Rosenheim battle was one of the tightest games. So I hope and expect that it comes from them.
You've seen someone called Hechtel.
Never heard.
Hockey or golf?
Yeah. Golf.
Okay, talking about golf, another question from a fan, Johannes. How many sticks did you use or did you destroy this season so far?
Hockey sticks?
Hockey sticks, not golf sticks.
I think I'm on stick 10 right now, so...
Not that
I've
much.
Destroyed 9 then.
Okay.
And then there's someone called Christian Kaminsky. Do you have any hair care advice for me?
Oh, man. I don't know. I just wear a hat. So I would say start there. But yeah, you know, I stole my girlfriend's Pantene Pro-V. It seems to be working out pretty well. It feels good and smooth. So I would try that too.
And Christian, again, why is your nickname Dirtman and what does it mean?
It's been a long, started when I was young, I think just rhymes with Kurt, Dirty Curdy is how it started. And then just, I don't know, there's nothing that really made me the Dirt Man, but it just developed.
I wanted to say that our last guest was Arnaldo Nachtsam in the... From the Dutchman to the Dirtman.
Yeah.
Okay, last question from Tim. What is your favorite food in Germany?
Oh, I love German food. I'm a sucker for the bratwurst, schnitzel. I mean, everything. So I got to go with the classic schnitzel, I guess. But I mean, anything, pork, everything. I'll try it. I love it. So... But I'll stick with the schnitzel if I have to pick one.
Okay. So, I hope it doesn't hurt as much. In English, our first time here. Big thanks to Kurt Davis. Good luck in the season for the Blue Devils. And I hope we will hear when there's DL2 in the next season in Weiden.
And concerning the DL2 thing, didn't you forget a question?
It's your turn.
No, it's you. That's your question.
Our guests have to promise something that they will do.
In the case they get promoted to the DL2.
Genau. Where like Luca Gläser would sing the
song of his favorite,
the anthem of his favorite football team. Marco Wolf as a rapper.
Of course.
He would rap. And was war noch? I don't know. What would you do?
What would I do? I don't know.
Hockey golf. Playing hockey golf.
What could I do?
Yeah. Any creative talents? Singing, rapping,
dancing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe like dancing with my shirt off or something, you know. Someone's going to like it. Maybe not everyone, but.
Okay.
I don't know. The female fans will like it.
Thank you. Big thanks to Kurt Davis. Und dann kehren wir kurz zurück zur deutschen Sprache, damit die Abmoderation auch funktioniert. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wir wünschen euch eine gute Zeit. Die nächste Folge gibt's in 2 Wochen. Bis dahin. Alles Gute, danke fürs Zuhören, macht's gut.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you. Danke.
Powerplay, der Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden von Oberpfalz Medien.